Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Tommy, let's go. Introduce her.
It's that time, ladies and gentlemen. She is here, Carla Farrell, with What Reality Update.
All right, thank you, nephew. Here we go, Real Housewives of Potomac. So Karen Shirley went back home to participate in her high school homecoming. Did you see that?
The Grand Dame.
Mm-hmm. And she invited Ashley and Giselle to come kick it with her, because I think basically she wanted them to see, you know, where she's from and meet her family. And, you know, from day one, Karen has had this position that she's from, you know, the Potomac, or she's earned her way to being a part of the Potomac elite, if you will. And so Karen and Ashley and Giselle, they all went down. And Karen is from a farm. Her family is, she's a daughter of a farmer. And Karen said she was very proud of that. And so the girls got to see. Yes, that's exactly right. And her family and the farm has a history, if you will. Slave ownerships. The land has been passed down from their family, and now they own it. So it's really, really big. It's a really proud moment for her and her family. Meanwhile, they're all down there with Karen. Robin, she decides to meet with Candace and tell her how the meeting went with Monique at Karen's house, and how Robin was just basically telling Candace that Monique was not remorseful for the fight that they had. And you know, Candace was really upset about that. And she was thinking about pressing charges against Monique. From that fight. But it seems like Karen kind of suggested that Candace do that. So I'm like, wait a minute, Karen, you on team Candace or you on team Monique? I'm real confused. Yeah, I was real confused about that. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. Monique's husband, he was not pleased with his wife's behavior. So he set up a meeting. It seems like Monique and her husband, they had a meeting with their pastor. And the pastor just basically talked to Monique and told her that she has to figure out what's setting her off like that. Was it something from her childhood? You know, she can't take criticism. It just sets you off where you're just ready to fight. So she really needs to explore and find out, you know, was it something from my childhood? What's going on with her? Anyway, back to Robin. So let me take you back to Robin. She's still over Candace's house telling her about what went down during the meeting. And then Candace, doing all this crying, then she looks at Robin and say, but what's this on the blogs about you owing the IRS $90,000? So I said, see, that's why. Why Monique jumped
Yes.
That's exactly.
She's so messy.
That's so messy.
She is so messy. Man.
You up there, this girl up here trying to talk to you and spill the tea about your stuff, and then you up here throwing shade at her about how much she owes to the IRS, $90,000. That's a lot of money. So, you know, Robin has talked about her financial problems in the past. So, you know, she knows that she has to get that together. So, you know, you can't play with them people about them taxes. You can't. I guess, you know, unless you're President Trump. And then
You're
here to tell you you can't.
Those are facts.
Wait, excuse me. Excuse me.
Come I'm on in here. I'm here to tell you. Send them folks their damn money.
Don't play with them people.
They have measures. Hey, they can call the bank and stop everything you do. And when you pay them, they'll wait 30 days to unfreeze it.
Okay.
So you get the lesson.
So, Robin, if you're listening, to listen to Steve Harvey, they don't mess with them people. You, they are not. Nope. And that's pretty much it on Real Housewives of Potomac. Last week we talked about, we congratulated Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill. Oh, we yeah. all know our very own Steve Harvey introduced them. You know, he was the matchmaker and they all got married. Ooh, I mean, they got married they this past together. Weekend. So that was cool. What'd you say, Steve?
Let's hope they stay together because I damn sure want to get blamed for that.
Crazy. And quickly, October, we know, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This Saturday, Sister Strut, virtually, we're doing it with WDAS in Philly, 105.3, and also Detroit, Sister Strut, Detroit. We got you, Mix 92.3.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.